Hello.
Hi, Francisco. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what happened. Yeah, I couldn't hear you at all anymore. But anyway, you were telling me that you, I know you spoke with a competitor and then you called us about that, right?
Right. And then I called you guys back again saying that why I'm not, I mean, the keywords that you guys put, I mean, it's just, like I told you at the beginning, I told whoever contacted me, I told them, I don't know how, don't tell me what to do, just do what is best. And because I don't know anything about marketing, especially to put online and all that stuff and how to build up, but right? Basically, I've been trusting in the companies. But I don't want it to happen the same thing that happened with my first company that I spent like almost 2 years and never happened anything, right? So,
okay.
And I was very clear with Local Supply when I started with them. Now I'm going to try with this other company. If it doesn't work, honestly, I don't know who's the best in doing that, but I'm going to stay with them just a little. And then if it doesn't work, I'm just going to stop everything and I'm going to continue with my webpage as it was. You know, like, but on this, I'm not going to be spending monthly payments, right? I'm going to be paying for my, I don't know how to call, whatever it is needed, just to pay yearly for, to keep my webpage, and that will be it. Without hiring anybody to supposed to be working on the marketing, and I didn't see any differences, you know, any progress in my
Well, you know,
gotcha.
Okay. Well, you know, we do offer the option to continue to have just your website active with us. It's just $29 a month, which is a really good deal because it stays on all the pages that we created, all the campaigns, even if you didn't have any of the marketing. But I do see that you also have Google Ads, right? It looks like you're paying $300 a month for those Google Ads. Those Google Ads show up above the map section. So, you know, we work your profile daily in your area to get you on the first page of San Jose, because that's our goal, is to get you found in all of that area for your top keywords like general contractor and you know, all of your services. But that map section, it does take everyday work. Like, we have to work that listing every day in order to keep moving it up. We can't just put it in number one or number two, right? But the other ads that you're paying for, the Google Ads, they are set up that way. Like, we just turn them on and they start showing up at the top of maps. So I would expect those ads to be bringing you quite a bit of traffic. I'm seeing, you know, quite a bit of leads coming in May too. Was that not enough leads for you at all? Because I'm seeing general traffic. I'm not seeing your placement at the top of the first page, like I said, like the way we want to yet.
But,
that does sometimes.
For those leads, I mean, I think I contacted them, a couple of them, but I don't know. I mean, they don't call me. They just said there's a possible lead, pretty much like angel leads work, right? And I tried angel leads before, and it didn't work for me.
Wait, I'm sorry. You think our leads are like Angie's List leads?
Yeah.
No, we don't do Angie's List. We don't even work like them at all. With Angie's List, what they do is they enter their name and their information, and then they like send that to like 10 different businesses to try to, like, get the lead first. We don't do that. We just place you out on Google, and they're finding you from your visibility. Like, there's no system where we're sharing leads at all. They have to find you out on Google personally in order for you to be getting this traffic. You know, like, we don't charge you per lead at all. You can be getting 100 leads through your website, and we wouldn't charge you for each one at all. It's all included in your monthly cost. So, I mean, we could always cancel, Francisco, but honestly, I wouldn't suggest it right now because your account is so new. Starting over right now is not a good idea. I know the other company probably told you it is and you should leave us because we're not doing our work, and they're never going to say anything nice about us. But I promise you, we are optimized today.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, like what I'm saying, I'm gonna work with this company just because I was very clear with them also. If they just tell me that I used to convince me to go with them, if they don't do what they supposed to be doing, then I'm gonna cancel with them right away. Now, if you want me to, I could keep you info. If you think you can give me the opportunity to go back with you guys, then I do that. But when I call, I don't know who I call with somebody with the support of local squash, I told them the difference between my first page and the work that this other company is offering me. And uh-huh. You guys told me, oh, we're going to be working on it. But no, I didn't see any changes on the, again, because I'm educating myself right now just with that, the coding and all that, the keyboards that you put on. And I just was trying to compare, from one company to the other. Then I called the local special port. I told them, hey, could you do this? Could you add more keywords? Could you? Because there were only a few,
Look, I understand what you mean, but all of the back end work that we do, all of the coding, content creation, keyword optimization, everything that we do is on the back end, and you can't see that work. What you're gonna see is results. You're gonna see calls and leads coming from the work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But those other companies, they just put all those words in your head and they tell you all these technical terms to get you worried, to say, hey, you should call them and ask them why they're not adding this. We're definitely doing
right,
that. Right, but it's not something that we worry you with, because, that's what we do. That's what we specialize in. That's why we have clients and accounts everywhere, because that's our job, So, again, they're never, ever going to make it sound like, we're working for you. They're going to try to fill your head and say, hey, look, they don't even know what they're talking about half the time, to be completely honest. I've heard these competitors call our clients, the clients that have call tracking, for example, we listen to those calls and it's ridiculous how every single call they make is the same to, all our clients, even if all our clients are in different industries and areas. So I know what you've been told, but no worries, Francisco. I mean, if you want to give them a chance, just be really careful, okay? Because the majority of the time they're scams and they do not have a partnership with Google like we do. So I'm not sure if you're interested in. No, absolutely
they
not.
Say they do.
I would definitely look into that because we're the only ones that have that type of partnership with Google.
Kind
we
of
have
stuff
our badge.
Is it? That's kind of the stuff I don't know, That's
yeah,
what
I know.
When
I understand.
I hire someone,
of course.
I have to trust.
Yeah.
But they in order to work properly, they have to be partnership with Google?
Well, in order to get you the most success out of a Google product, yes. That's why we specialize. For example, we have our teams and our departments for Google Ads, for Google Listings, for Google Guaranteed. We have a department for each one, and we're trained directly by Google. So, like I said, your account's just 3 months in, and you're in a very big competitive area. So,
they are not right. Like for example, like I told them, if there's something that I don't know and then I find out that they are not, like, for example, this, if they are in a partnership with Google, I told them, I was very clear, I'm going to cancel right away,
Yeah, I would definitely, I would ask for proof because we have our badges. We have our, we can show you that we're a Google partner, but 99.9% of the other companies are not. So just be super careful. And like I said, it's not a good idea to start over. But if you want, we can also offer you a hold. I mean, if you'd like, we can follow up with you in 3 months because usually our holds are for seasonal businesses.
Yeah, if you could do that for me, then yes, because probably in the meantime, I could find out more stuff. I could get more knowledge, about this. For example, this, what you just told me about the partnership, that we could get more improvement, by being partnership with Google, which
probably these
guys, they don't have it, like you're saying. And yeah, so these little things those are the things that you need to learn, in order to see which could work best for me, Because right now, it looks, I just hired them, but I don't know much about it, and you notice it. So
yeah, no, yeah. I understand.
So if you want me to try with them, because I started with them, but if you have some more info, like for example, like this one that you just gave me right now, and I could ask them, right? If they are.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. They should be completely transparent with you. As your marketing team, they should tell you. That's why I just, you know, I say to my clients, just be careful because, you know, we're as honest as we can be. We don't have contracts or cancel fees. We don't get you locked in into any of that because we're sure of our work. We know what we can do, you know. In your case, it's just taking longer than usual, but at least we're going to put the account on hold and not cancel and have to start over down the line if you do decide to come back.
But put it in a hole, yeah. I'm not going to be in charge, right? Because that's why I'm going to avoid the, you know.
Absolutely not. Okay. Yeah, no, we don't bill you. The only time the account will bill is if you decide to reactivate. So what's going to happen is we'll put it on hold until the 11th of September. And then 7 days before that, you're going to get a reminder letting you know, hey, your account's going to reactivate. Let us know if you need to make changes or cancel the account. So we always let you know a week ahead of time because, like I said, usually our seasonal suspends are for seasonal businesses and they forget when, you know, when they're going to reactivate. So we don't want you to forget.
Okay.
And so we'll do that. We'll put it on hold. I'll send you an email confirming your hold. And if you need to call back in or reactivate sooner or cancel, just go ahead and let us know, Francisco. But we'll do our best to, you know, keep your business and continue to help you your business grow. Okay?
Sure. Sounds good. So, for example, the which question do you think I should ask them? Like, if they are in partnership with Google, like Google Apps,
yeah.
Google Businesses, or what should I ask?
Exactly.
I mean,
I would ask them. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I would ask them. You know, what do you have a Google partnership and what type? If they start to explain what type of partnership, ask to see proof. They should have if they're in partnership with Google, they should have a badge and a link showing directly from Google. It'll be a Google page showing their partnership. If they don't have that, they're not in partnership. And like I said, it's very rare. Okay. We're one of the very few companies that actually have that legitimate partnership. So you should always feel free to ask those questions and they should be transparent with you as well. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for the info. All right.
Of course.
So, yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, I appreciate your time today, Francisco, and just let us know if you need anything else, and you have a great weekend. Okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.